Shelby, let's go back to that game against Watkins Glen. What was really working for you, especially when it came to your serving?
I was really just trying, we try to get back to serve relatively quickly. So then once the whistle blows, we're ready to go. So I was just trying to get back there fast and then kind of pick out spots where, I could work on serving and in between a couple of their passers just to see, just to get the ball moving a little bit more.
Sure. You kind of mentioned the speed in which you try to restart everything and get back to the game action. Do you have a chance to really think about what you're doing, or do you kind of just, strategize on the spot, or how does that work?
I do try to think, I think about what I'm doing, with jump serving and mm-hmm. stuff, but once I'm in the game, I kind of just zone in on a spot and just kind of let the game play out how it's going to with my serving. So I try not to think too much of it.
Well, 12 aces, that's such a big number. And I mentioned you had 10 kills too. So what was working for you on that front when it came to having the double digits in kills?
Our passing was just really great, and our setter was able to put the ball where I needed it, and we were running some different things, and it was just everything was clicking really well.
That's awesome. Shelby Swartz with us here on BTL from the Candor Volleyball Team, our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week presented by Cayuga Health. She had a triple-double, 13 service points, 12 aces, and 10 kills in a win against Watkins Glen. You're on this massive winning streak right now with 12 straight wins. I mean, what has that been like for you and your team to keep this momentum up?
We really just try to take it one game at a time and focus on the next game ahead, and then I don't think we've really thought about the winning streak all that much. It's just one game at a time and playing the best that we can in that moment.
Do you feel like you've played the up to your potential so far? Do you feel like there's maybe some room to grow?
Oh, I think there's definitely room to grow. I think each game we're improving a little bit more on something, and I think we're definitely building up to the peak, but I don't think we're really there yet. I think there's more room to grow.
Where do you feel like that peak is? What exactly do you think has to be done on the court in order to reach that peak?
I think because passing and defense is the biggest part of the game. So I think if we really get that nailed down, everything else will really flow, and then we'll be at our potential that we can be at.
What is it that makes Candor volleyball so good every year? I know that might be a simple answer, but what is it about Candor volleyball?
I think it's just the community and the support that everyone has for us. When we have games, everyone's coming to watch and they're all super supportive, and Miss Quinlan has always done a really great job of pushing us to be the best that we can be. And all of my teammates are super, super competitive and just really love to play volleyball. So I think all of that just really factors into it.
I'm wondering what it's like when it comes to the quote-unquote theater program, sometimes they'll call it in sports, starting from a youth level of playing in competition to the high school level and the varsity level and everything like that. Is it safe to assume that there's a strong appreciation for volleyball when you first start playing at, I'm assuming, a younger age?
I think so. I remember when I was younger, I would always watch the varsity girls and the older people play, and I always wanted to be like them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think starting them younger and then having them come watch and just helping them out and being able to coach them has really, it's really helped build the program from a really young age.
Yeah, I'd believe it. The last year has just been so wild and wacky. I mean, you were playing a volleyball season last year, quote unquote, last year, in the springtime, which was something that we had never done before here in the area. And now you're kind of back to normal, playing a normal season in the fall. So what are some of the differences that you've seen and you've experienced from the last volleyball season to this volleyball season?
I think, we were able to start in August. So I think having a little bit longer preseason has definitely helped
sure.
us, like, develop our skills and, like, playing more together. But I also think just everyone was super excited to play. So we knew that we couldn't take anything for granted. So we just try to, like, make the most of every day because we never know what will happen. So I think just having that thought in the back of our mind has really, like, helped push us.
I feel like I've asked every student athlete this question, and I'm curious what your answer is going to be, because I do want to ask you, what is it like playing sports as the pandemic still kind of goes on right now?
I mean, with the masks and stuff, it's definitely, like, you know there's still a pandemic going on, mm-hmm. but sometimes during the game, it's kind of nice because you can forget about all that for a little bit. And it's a really good escape that I think a lot of us missed when we couldn't have sports.
I'd believe it. I would believe that in a heartbeat. Shelby Swartz with us here on BTL from the Candor Volleyball Team, our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health. I'm wondering what kind of goals you've set for yourself personally this season and what kind of goals this team has set for this season as well.
For myself, I've just tried to, like, be a leader and help pick everybody up, like, if they're feeling down, or just, like, really just being a leader for everyone. And I think for the team, we're trying to be, like, the best and, like, go as far as we can. And I think we're all super close, so I think it was really easy to build a bond with each other. So I think just taking it one game at a time and, like, working on being a little bit better at something every day at practice or in a game has really been big for us.
You know, you mentioned that bond. I remember that was so special about the championship team from a couple of years ago. Do you feel mm-hmm. like that's a big goal that you guys have set for this season too, is to try and make another run at sectionals and maybe down the road see if you can make a pit stop at states?
I think so. We're all super competitive and we want to be at that level. And I think if we keep practicing and playing like we have, I think that's a possibility that we could get to.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Shelby, before we let you run, I know you've been our Athlete of the Week before in the past. I don't know if you remember, we do our Fueling Excellence Fast Five. It's where we ask you five random questions to get to know you a little bit more and dive a little bit deeper into your personality. You ready for these questions this time around?
Yeah.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, here we go. Let's have some fun with these. First question for you. Who is your funniest teammate?
I think probably Grace Handy.
And what makes her so funny?
She's just super goofy. And, I mean, she's our youngest one, so she's... she's just super funny.
Nice. Second question for you. What is your go-to meal or dinner or food after a really long match or, like, a long day of practice? Like, what's one thing you absolutely love to chow down on?
Probably ice cream.
Yeah, good choice.
It's not the healthiest option.
No,
but
it's okay. It's okay. You can get away with it, I'm sure. What kind of flavor ice cream are we talking about?
Either chocolate or cookie dough.
Cookie dough. Yeah, I get that. I feel that. Third question for you. Who is an artist or a band or a musician that's top on your playlist right now? Somebody that you just listen to like crazy.
Definitely Harry Styles.
You know what? I really like Harry Styles too. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't a big One Direction fan. Like, I thought it was kind of weird, but his solo stuff is actually really good.
I know.
See? Okay, good. So I'm not so crazy for thinking that. All right, next question for you. Fourth question. Your favorite movie of all time. What is it?
Oh, that's a hard one. I'm going to say The Little Mermaid.
Good movie. Good choice. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Final and fifth question for you. What is the best part of being a student athlete down there at Candor High School?
Definitely the community and just the people. They're all, like I said, they're all super supportive and they want you to do the best that you can. And it's just, I'm very thankful to be part of the team and just the community in Candor.
That's a great answer. Hey, Shelby, your team is rocking and rolling right now. Keep it up. Can't wait to see what you do as the postseason gets closer and closer. And congratulations for being our Athlete of the Week, okay?
Thank you.